Joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Have you recovered from the crossword puzzle tournament?
Took a little while. I tell you, the finals at the championship last weekend were just wonderful. The winner was Tripp Payne from Florida. He's 35 years old. He's won twice before. He finished an incredibly hard puzzle standing up on a giant board in just a little over 5 minutes, and his closest competitor was over 10 minutes.
Oh, that must have been exciting.
His hand was going as fast as he could write. He whipped around and yelled, "Done!" And it was a great moment.
Well, the challenge that you gave us actually was generated at the crossword puzzle tournament from our old pal Merle Regal. Would you
Right.
repeat that challenge, please?
Yes, I said, take the first and last names of a well-known current actor. Insert the letter G inside this actor's first name, and you'll name an occupation. The actor's last name is the field of this occupation. Who is the actor, and what are the words?
What's your answer?
Well, the answer is Jude Law, who was nominated for Best Actor this year for Cold Mountain. Insert a G, and you get Judge and Law.
How clean. That's such a nice, clean answer to that. And our winner, chosen at random from the correct entries, is Roseanne Mark of Evanston, Illinois. Hi.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do there in Evanston?
Well, I work for Northwestern University in the University Relations Department
Oh.
in the Publications Group.
Oh, no kidding. So
Yes.
lots of words in your business.
Indeed.
Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
I have. I've been playing along for at least 5 years, and then I've only recently begun mustering the courage to submit entries. So, like in the
Oh.
last 2 years, I've been occasionally submitting an entry.
Do you do crossword puzzles too?
I do the New York Times puzzle every day over lunch and have for the last, oh, I don't know how many years. So
Why, bless
I
you,
know Bill
Roseanne.
Schwartz's brain very
Oh,
well.
my goodness. Well, are you ready to play this
As
game on the
ready
air
as
with
I'll
him?
be, as ready as I'll be.
All right. Wow, lots of energy there. Will, please meet Roseanne. Let's play.
All right, Roseanne, today's puzzle is called IQ Test. Every answer is an anagram that includes the letters IQ. For example, if I said ruse, RUSE, plus IQ, you could say squire. You could also have said risque. Either one would have been fine.
Okay.
Number one is tuna, TUNA, plus IQ.
TUNA plus IQ.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with a Q.
Oops.
Okay. Quaint.
Quaint is right. Number two is nuts, NUTS, plus IQ. Something you do with your eyes.
Squint.
Squint is right. Number three is loose, LUCE, plus IQ.
Leanne, do you want
I always want to put the Q and the U together somehow,
Yes.
in some fashion.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
Is
yeah.
it? Is it good to start the answer
But
with a
don't start it
Q-U?
with, no, not
No.
this time. Start it
Okay.
with a C.
All right.
I'm not seeing
Hint,
this one.
hint.
A group.
A group.
Group of people.
A clique?
Clique is it? Clique, clique. Very
Oh.
good. Try this one. Oons. UNES.
I'm
Plus
sorry, Will,
IQ.
you?
UNES, as in
UNES.
French ones.
Uh-huh.
UNES
Okay, plus
plus
IQ.
IQ. Something you might have on a dress.
Something you might have on a dress. Sequin.
Sequin, good.
Okay.
Yep, outs, OUTS. Plus IQ.
I think I could use another clue, Will.
This one is a game.
A game. Okay. OUTS.
A game.
Starts with a
Quoit?
Q. Quoits, good. Quoits.
Okay.
Yep.
What? Wait, hang
That.
on. What game is this?
Quoits, Quoits.
Ah.
And I'd never played quoits myself. It's
Neither
you're
have I.
tossing something. People will write in tossing
Oh.
rings, I think.
Okay. Well, hey, Roseanne, I hand it to you. Yeah, you got it.
I'm glad that one came to me.
Try this one. A cut, ACUT, plus IQ.
ACUT.
It's a term in law.
A term in
A term
law.
in a court, for example.
Acquit.
Quit,
Acquit.
good. A tune, ATUNE, plus IQ.
ATUNE. Plus IQ. Let's see, Leanne, how are you doing there?
I've only got tuna, and you can't add an E and I or a Q to it.
Oh, let's see. Oh, well, I think
Hint.
we could use another clue.
It starts with an A.
Starts with an A. See here.
And the second letter
Oh,
is
wait. Antique.
That's it. Antique. Good job, Leanne.
Oh, Leanne, good. Okay.
And your last one is Aleut. A-L-E-U-T.
A-L-E-U-T. I see that one come up in crossword puzzles often.
All right. And the answer I'm going for starts with a T.
With a T.
And your second letter is an E.
Let's see. T-E.
Is it a drink?
Tequila?
Yeah.
Tequila.
Oh,
good job.
Oh, nice. Roseanne.
Oh, Leanne. Wow, that was tough.
That was tough, but you know what? I think we made a great team here.
Oh, I agree.
You were very good.
I couldn't have done this without you. Really.
I couldn't have done it without you either. Well, we're going to send you some things for being our guest today. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29, from St. Martin's Press. A nice load there of word games to play.
Beautiful.
So, Roseanne, what's your public radio station?
Well, that would be WBEZ in Chicago.
Excellent station. And so nice to have you today. Roseanne Mark from Evanston, Illinois. Thanks a lot for playing.
Thank you, Leanne. And thank you, Will.
Okay. Thanks, Roseanne.
Now, Will, you have a challenge for everyone to work on this week.
Yes, it comes from listener Lewis Sargent of Portland, Oregon. Think of the seven-letter plural name of a common vegetable. The first four letters spell a word, and the last four letters, reading backward, spell a synonym of it. What vegetables are these? So again, the seven-letter plural name of a common vegetable, the first four letters reading forward spell a word, and the last four letters reading backward spell a synonym of it. What vegetables are these?
Oi. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. And, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.